You're listening to Audio Theater in a Darker Shade. This is DarkerProjects.com. And now our feature presentation.
The following audio is explicit in nature and may contain adult themes, light sexual situations, violent content, or strong language.
Quantum Retribution.
And that's about all there is to know. At least, all that I know about the company, ma'am.
Amongst all the blathering that Elliot had just done, he had mentioned just the thing that Joanna wanted to hear. Standing up from the couch, she took a couple of steps, then stopped. Reaching up, she quickly realized the hair clip holding her hair up and did a quick flip of her head. For a moment, she didn't realize that the aura of her host had performed the same action, nor its effect upon the man still waiting for her permission to leave. It was only when she caught sight of her host's reflection in an ornate mirror on the opposite wall that she realized how an unexpected act for her personal comfort was going to aid her in this challenge.
That was an absolutely amazing presentation, Mr. Snubbery. You really are. Very good, Elliot.
Thank you, Miss Thieves.
I hope you don't mind if I...
Oh, boy. This is not good. God, if Gina sees that lipstick, I'll be bunking in the backyard with the dog. If there's nothing else, Miss Thieves, may I leave now? My wife is expecting me home. It's our anniversary, and we're going out to dinner.
Seven o'clock. I've got less than 4 hours. Actually, Elliot, you may have to call and cancel.
What?
My, Elliot, did I just hit a nerve? It's not that I don't understand that you have a life outside of Talmadge, Mr. Snubbery. It's just that in your review of them, there are several clearly obvious mistakes that you missed, and which now have to be corrected in not one, but four of the analytical reports that have come across my desk from yours.
But
within the last 2 days. One in each of these accounts: Washington Microelectronics, Wellington Technologies, Thimble International Trading, and Umbridge Stevenson Investing.
Miss Thieves, I...
It's a good thing that I read everything that filters off through this division. If this had reached Mr. Willis, it would likely have meant both of us being in a line at the unemployment office. So, what seems to be the problem, Mr. Snubbery? Are there problems at home that are filtering up and distracting your true focus?
There are no problems, ma'am. And even if there were, ma'am, I wouldn't permit them to interfere with my work.
Really?
As for problems with the reports, that's impossible. I went over those reports with an ultra fine-tooth comb for the past 2 weeks. 12 hours a day most of that time. Researching and double-checking everything about them.
There's not a comma out of place or a single instance of information that I can't recite by heart or give the particulars on the source where the information was found. Frankly, Miss Thebes, I resent your suggestion that my work is substandard in the smallest of ways from what I've turned in during my time here at Talmadge.
I see. Well, Mr. Snever.
Here it comes. So much for a special anniversary dinner with Gina.
I suggest you call your wife, Mr. Snowberry, and break any reservations you might have made.
I reiterate, Miss Thebes, there is nothing substandard with those reports.
Mr. Snowberry, I never in any way said that your work was substandard for Talmadge. I was merely saying that you have some errors that were in the reports. If your work was that low, you wouldn't be here. But I'll be damned before a second junior vice president who is supposed to know how to critique a proposal or report before it gets to me on its way up through the regular protocol puts my job on the line in this company. I've worked too hard and too long for it to come crashing around my ears because of your oversight. Now, I suggest that you go get your copies of these reports from your desk and call your wife. This evening will end, Mr. Snowberry, when this is fixed. The faster you get things corrected, the faster we both can leave.
Screw you, bitch. I wonder how many other blacklists you're on. For damn sure you're number one on mine. Yes, Miss Thebes. She's gonna go ballistic. That's the understatement of the year.
Hello?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, honey. I swear you must have ESP. I was just about to call you.
Elliot made appropriate responses to her telling him about confirming the reservation at their favorite restaurant. Then,
Gina, I'm sorry, honey, but, baby.
Don't you dare say it, Elliot Charles Snowberry. Don't you dare tell me that bitch came up with something that just has to be done by you tonight. Don't you dare. We made plans for this evening over 8 weeks ago.
I'm sorry. There are some errors in the four final reports that have to be corrected before.
No. This makes 4 years in a row you've missed our anniversary because of some last-minute crisis at that place. 4 years. You've only worked there for 4 years. I could understand the first two and maybe even the last year. But this is too much, Elliot.
Gina, if you'll just.
Up.
I wondered what was keeping you, Mr. Snowberry.
Go ahead. By all means. Gloat, you ice-hearted bitch. What do you care that you just forced me to drive a stake through the heart of the best wedding anniversary celebration? Hell, the only celebration Gina and I have been able to plan in the last 4 years. Did you want to discuss those problems here or in your office, Miss Thebes?
My office probably would be best. The reports I have on my desk have all my notes in them.
As you wish, Miss Thebes.
Elliot?
Yes, Miss Thebes?
I'm honestly sorry that this happened on your anniversary, Elliot. I know how much you love your wife. I know what everyone thinks of me.
If you know what everyone thinks of you, then why the hell don't you try changing up a little? Putting away that switchblade you keep stabbing everyone in the back with. Tell me that. Wait a minute. Is that a tear?
Damn it, Jennifer. Stay in the future and let me work. This is my life, Elliot. It's all I know.
Yeah, I almost bought it, but no sale.
Elliot.
Don't worry about it. Sleeping in the doghouse isn't so bad. She'll forgive me. In about a month.
I really am sorry.
Don't apologize for being good at what you do, Miss Thebes. Don't ever apologize. Just keep doing what you do best, and eventually, all your hard work will get you where you want to be most. Come on. Let's see if we can set some sort of speed record for fixing these reports.
Go ahead, have a seat. Not there. Sit down at my desk. Go on, or do I need to push you into that chair? And for the record, we are off the clock. No more ma'ams, no more Ms. Thebes. Jennifer will do. Now, let's look at the first report. Page 3, I think it is. There. Read that passage aloud, and then look at my notes in the margin. See what I meant when I said we'd be in the Dole line together? Mr. Willis would have had a stroke had he read that. I mean, losing several million dollars on a limp.
I see what you mean.
Do the same with this file. Read it, and let's see what you decide.
Damn.
Isn't it frustrating when a decimal point and the number one mess with your brain when you've been working extraordinarily hard? In this report, if my memory serves, the problem is in the last paragraph. See it?
Oh, yeah. There. Fixed.
You know, I think that Porky Pig said it much better with, that's all, folks.
Joanna was, however, more than a bit surprised when she felt a hand on top of hers, where it was braced on the desk.
What is it? You said, Speedy, I'm trying to get you out of here. Oh, God, what now? I need to finish this and get this guy to help me bring down Talmadge, but he has to trust. He has to. Come on. Think, Joanna, think.
Okay. Okay, Miss Thebes. No, Jennifer. I'm going to give you the benefit of a very small doubt. Are you really the ice-cold and unapproachable ice bitch most of the men in the company consider you to be? We're almost finished. I think we can slow down for a minute. Don't you? Not exactly the proper way to say thank you for saving my job.
But...
No. These were all mistakes that I should have caught before these reports got to you. And this one? If you hadn't caught that, and Mr. Willis didn't catch it, and if Wellington Technologies had gone with that aspect of it, it would have cost them millions.
At the very least.
Yeah. And then, while Talmadge wasn't an international securities fraud suit that would get them fined, God... I don't want to think about how much that would have been. You and I would be lucky to get hired as counters in a bean factory. I always admit when I'm wrong, and I always make it a point to thank those that helped me out of a jam. Thank you, Jennifer.
This time, when Elliot's lips met hers, Joanna kissed him back. After all, hadn't he just handed her assignment to her on a platter?
Well, since you see the errors, perhaps you should...
Miss Thebes, Jennifer, I apologize for that indiscretion. It was just an unexpected moment. No matter how much I appreciate your generosity in this, it could have meant my job and cost the company big.
What am I doing?
I'm sorry.
If you only knew how I've wanted to be with you, Elliot. Kiss me again. Please. Kiss me again.
Jennifer, I don't think...
Kiss me again, Elliot. Please.
Don't do it.
Maybe just once more?
Oh, Elliot, not only have you given me the answer to this leap, but you did it with a smile and a kiss. Oh, Zoe was so right. This is delicious.
This isn't happening.
That thought faded with the first caress of her breath against his cheek when he broke the kiss. It was the feel of Jennifer's hands sliding to his waistband and starting to tug at his shirt that almost saved him.
Only one. Kiss me again, Elliot.
We should...
What, Elliot?
Jennifer, Miss Thebes, the reports, they have to be turned in tomorrow.
Don't you worry about those reports, Elliot. I have them fixed and in my desk already. I knew that they needed to be handed in. Did you hear me, Elliot? They are already done. All fixed.
That's great. Thank you, Jen.
Elliot.
My anniversary. Have to meet my wife at the restaurant.
All those dreams, fantasies. Don't let all of my fantasies be wasted.
No, Elliot. Jennifer, I can't. My wife. Don't do this. Please.
Guess it wasn't finished after all. No matter. I'm sure another job will be open for you at another company, Elliot. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Snowberry.
Why? Why me?
It's too bad. This could have been a once-in-a-lifetime fantasy come true, Mr. Snowberry. But I guess it was never in the cards. Or at least a fantasy of yours as well. I may have read these wrong signs, but I caught them professionally.
And now it's my turn to get knifed. Judging by the look in your eyes, you predatory bitch. I don't need to guess what you want in order to make sure that the Wellington report is corrected before it goes to Mr. Willis. Still, that doesn't mean I can't do a little knifing of my own. Guess the stories are true.
What stories?
That you climbed the corporate ladder on your back? Or up against a wall?
I never slept my way into my position. I earned every single degree I've ever gotten, every promotion I have ever received. All of it was earned.
There's earning, and then there's earning.
I repeat, I have never used sex to advance my career, and I will not start with you, Elliot. What I was trying to do with you... You know, Elliot, even ice bitches who work their way up to the top by using their brains and not their bodies forget what it's like to use it. I'm sorry.
Your declaration about hard work getting you into this office only goes so far, bitch. Yeah, you're a damn good analyst. But I've heard too many stories repeated in the men's room not to figure out there's got to be some truth to them.
Good manners nudged him to go help her up.
And onto her back on the desk. No. If you don't give her what she wants, you know good and damn well that the report is going to Willis just like it is. She just said that she'd never... And you believe that? She said she would fix it. Oh, she'll fix it all right.
She'll fix it so you wind up on the outside of Talmadge Industrial or any other reputable securities firm. You'll be lucky to find a job as a gopher in any business firm when she's finished. I've got my pride. If a man doesn't take pride in himself and his work, giving his best, is pride going to put money in your pocket? Pay for that new house? Send your kid to college? Is pride going to keep you out of divorce court? Pay alimony? What?
What did you say?
Listen, if she doesn't get what she wants, she'll delay you till you can't get to Gina before you end up first in the doghouse and then on a fast track to a divorce that's going to suck you dry. And you know Gina, hell, both of them will do it. The position you put me in, bitch, means I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. No. I put myself in that position for letting those stupid mistakes get by me. Might as well get started on the walk to the guillotine. It's now or never. Jennifer.
Just go, Elliot. Leave me alone. Like I'm supposed to be.
Elliot was cursing inwardly even as he knelt beside her. Moving a hand to cup her chin, he turned her face up to his.
I'm sorry. That was unprofessional and uncalled for.
It was going to take more than a simple "I'm sorry" to keep his job. So pushing away the picture of Gina's face from his mind's eye, Elliot brought his other hand up to take her face gently between his hands.
Can we start fresh?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, Gina. Well,
does that answer your question?
Yes, completely. Come here.
Why?
So I can thank you.
Good evening, Mrs. Snowberry.
Good evening, Mr. Foley. How are you this evening?
Please sign the visitor's log, ma'am. Oh, I can't complain. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice evening.
You too. Tell your wife I said hello.
I will.
Elliot? Jennifer Thebes. Senior Securities Analyst, Talmadge Industrial Securities. You started this, mister, but I'm damn well going to finish it.
Gina, for God's sake, stop it!
You filthy, lying, two-faced bastard!
Her eyes darted around the area, and not seeing anything suitable to crush either one, Gina seized the telephone set and sent it hurtling at Jennifer Thebes.
And you! You whore!
Whoa, that was too close.
Oh, no. You're not getting away with stealing my husband. It's It's not a knife, but this letter opener will do some damage.
Gina threw the gold letter opener at Jennifer Thebe's back, but it deflected off the other woman's shoulder, leaving a small slash before it continued on to stick into the wall. Determined to inflict some form of physical pain on the half-naked pair on the floor, Gina began kicking at both of them, doing her best to break bones.
Go on, bitch! Crawl away like the gutter vermin you are! You're not the only one in this room.
Gina? Honey?
Shut up, you... louse! 4 years. 4 years I've stood by you and everything you had to do to get in good here. 12-hour days, business trips, and dinners that I couldn't go to with you. Weekends and holidays and our anniversaries. I didn't even say anything when you missed Nikki's last two birthday parties, and she's only 3. And for what? So you can screw your way higher up the ladder?
Honey, no. This isn't what...
Shut up! Stop lying to me!
He's not.
Now you're lying for him? You!
Oh my God! You hit her!
Shut up, Elliot, and get dressed now.
Jennifer Thebes snapping at him to get dressed. He didn't need telling twice. Jerking his clothes on faster than he would have thought possible, he tried to speak, but was cut off by not one, but both women simultaneously.
Shut up, Elliot.
Keep your lies to yourself, you philandering bum. Save it to tell your lawyer, asshole. Because if I get my way, I'll have that part of your anatomy cut out and mounted on the wall of my new home by the time the divorce is final. I hope you enjoyed him, Miss Thebes, because he's all yours now. Just remember this. I intend to take him for everything but his name and soul. So get used to the idea that you're going to have to support him.
Mrs. Snowberry.
You husband-stealing whore! I'm gonna scratch your eyes out and keep them in a jar on my dressing table!
Now, you are going to listen.
Get the hell off of me, you bitch! If you don't...
Since you refuse to shut up and listen, maybe this and my hand over your mouth will help you get the idea. Now, you are going to listen. Yes, tonight I had sex with Elliot. And God help me, he is an excellent buck. But it was only tonight. Never before has he come into this office for any purpose but work. The rest of those days you had mentioned, those were legitimate work. Not just with me, but with groups. Get it through your thick skull, Gina. Even as good as he is, this was my doing. Mine, not his. Now, I'm going to move my hand.
You slut your way to your position, you slut. You're someone else's husband, not mine.
I'm sorry, Elliot. If you have any reasons to help your wife to her car, Mr. Snowberry, I suggest you do so immediately. Because if you don't get her out of here right now, I'll call the guard. And if he comes in here, I promise you she will be escorted to jail. And I will press charges for assault.
Elliot had never felt more lost or, worse, helpless as he did as he watched his wife and Jennifer Thebes going at each other like a pair of antagonistic feral cats, screaming, clawing, hitting. The sight of his wife's body going limp from one second to the next when Jennifer punched her was both a relief and a concern. But it was Jennifer's all-business statement about getting Gina out of the office that galvanized him into action.
That's a nasty scratch on your cheek.
You've got exactly 5 minutes to get her out of the building, Mr. Snowberry, before I call security.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about this, Miss Thebes. I hope I'll still have a job tomorrow morning. At least I'll be able to pay the alimony and child support. Maybe. Please
send your medical bills to me and I'll take care of them. Good night, Miss Thieves.
Mission accomplished. Now, where is that report? Ah, yes, there we are, my precious. The Wellington proposal perfectly prepared by Jennifer Thebes. Now, to get you to Mr. Willis in a timely manner.
Hermes Wing Courier Service, how may I help you?
This is Jennifer Thebes with Talmadge Industrial Securities. Please send your best courier. I have a special courier pouch that needs to get to Mr. Harold Willis at the airport immediately. He's leaving for London on the Delta flight at 11 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am. Up on the 10th floor, correct?
That's correct. Turn right at the elevators, fourth door on the left.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sending Terry Matthews up to your office right now. Should be there in 5 minutes.
Thank you. Come in. Mr. or Ms. Mathers?
Yes, ma'am. You have a special pouch ready?
Yes. This needs to be delivered to Mr. Harold Willis. He's at the airport waiting on a flight to London. It is imperative that he receive it before his flight departs.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get it to him on time. I'll file a delivery report with the office, and they'll send a copy to you in the morning. Ms. Thebes, begging your pardon, but are you all right? I mean, that's a nasty-looking scratch on the side of your face, and...
Yes, Terry, I am perfectly fine. It looks worse than it is.
Okay, ma'am. Well, good evening.
You too. And don't worry, I promise I'll be right as rain come tomorrow morning. However, I think that Ms. Thebes let Gina Snowberry off far too easy. She really needs to be held accountable for her actions.
What is your emergency?
Please, help me. I've been assaulted.
What's your name?
Jennifer. Jennifer Thebes.
Where are you, Miss Thebes?
In my office at Talmadge Industrial Securities, 10th floor, please. My shoulder is bleeding, and I have scratches on my face. I knew I shouldn't have, but oh, please help me.
Stay with me, ma'am. All right, Miss Thebes, I've just dispatched the police and an ambulance to your location. Just talk with me on the phone and...
Oh, no. No. Gina, it was a mistake. I know I shouldn't have slept with him, but please, don't!
Going to where the letter opener was in the wall, Joanna stared at it a moment. She hated this part of her leaping career. Carefully, she pulled it out of the wall. Glancing at the wound in her shoulder, she then jabbed it deeper inside.
Sorry, Elliot. But your wife is going down before you. Oh, thank you, Lothos.
Lothos had observed and recorded everything, assessing Joanna's every action and reaction, keeping meticulous track of her allotted time to complete the leap. However, just when it appeared that she might not make the time limit, Lothos ascertained her fierce intent to finish the leap.
Assignment completed in 4 hours, 53 minutes. Technician Baker, assist the doctor. Dr. Simon, attend to her wounds.
No, I won't let you stop me. I've got to get back to the lecture hall on my own.
Here, let me help you.
The eyes never lie. Dr. Simon, accompany Leaper Royden to the lecture hall. Once she has reported in and has received orders from Mr. Thames, you may attend her wounds there. Doctor, whatever you do to treat her wound, you will do so without benefit of painkillers.
But Lothos...
Yes?
Nothing, sir. I'm sorry. It will be done as you have said.
I will not have such a fine competitor's chances limited by the effects of painkillers. Lieber Royden, you now have 5 minutes to get to the lecture hall.
The lecture hall? I'm going to make...
As Joanna moved with studied care up to the center aisle, she noticed one very important thing.
Vaughn's not back yet.
Without so much as a wince or a whimper, she stopped in front of Thames and came to attention. As Thames began to slowly pace in front of her, Joanna dared to hope.
2.5 minutes. Just 2.5 minutes, and it could be mine. Vaughn, dear, if you can't be here in 2 minutes and... 15 seconds. This is mine. All mine.
You've been listening to Quantum Retribution, episode 116, titled 1, 2, 3, They All Fall Down, written by MJ Cogburn and C.E. Krawick. Featured in this episode were David Ault as Lothos and the announcer, Lisa Michaud as Johanna Royden, Ahmad A.J. Judah as Elliot Snowberry, Loretta Heishima as Gina Snowberry, Nick Hogan as Mr. Foley and the security guard, Jay Starlipper as the courier operator, Alex Bowie as Terry Mathers, Logan Smith as the 911 operator, Jason Markiewicz as Dr. Simon, and yours truly as the production announcer. Quantum Retribution is written and produced by MJ Cogburn and C.E. Krawick. The executive producer for Darker Projects is MJ Cogburn. Theme music can be downloaded at sounddogs.com. Kevin MacLeod, Brock Hewitt, and Jeffrey Gage performed other music. This is Shane Harris. This has been a Darker Projects production. Visit us on the web at www.darkerprojects.com. Thanks for listening.